Good afternoon, Belinda.
Hello, Belinda.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We great. We might be in trouble. I don't think we're smart enough to realize when we said the wrong thing. So if you could just SMS us off air and tell us when we've overstepped the line and we'll self-correct.
Ooh. Well, maybe I will be lenient with you all today because we are all fellow victims of ESCOM. So here we are today on the one day after Global Recycling Day, so many of us sitting without power that we have to think about recycling very seriously and in many creative ways. So Global Recycling Day was established only a year ago, so this is the second one. And South Africa has become quite active very rapidly in using waste as an opportunity and a resource. So Leon Grobbelaar, the president of the Institute of Waste Management of South Africa, says that it is nonsense that Germany is leading by such a large margin. They've got a 56% recycling rate, and South Africa is trailing far behind. And we haven't yet realized that recyclables are now the seventh resource in the world. We are wasting 54.2 million tons of general waste, and only 38.6% is recycled. So that 54.2 million tons, most of it goes into landfill. That's basically two-thirds of our waste.
And out of sight, out of mind, hey? So we don't see the landfills, so it doesn't affect you.
Absolutely. So it's really, really quite serious. And I know that it's not a sexy subject, but it definitely is one we have to grapple with. And people don't realize that there are a few categories of recyclables. We have the cans.
Yeah.
We have our e-waste. We have glass. We have paper. And we have, of course, the ubiquitous plastic. And cans, it is not known very widely, but it takes 200 years to degrade a can. And 75% of the nearly 1 billion tons of aluminium ever produced has been recycled and is still in use. So that is positive because we do not want to have all these cans lying around degrading for 200 years in the landfill. But of course, a new thing that we are all guilty of is e-waste. And it has been calculated that every South African generates, on average, of course, 6.2 kilos of e-waste annually.
What is e-waste, Belinda?
It'd be like cell phones and computers and things like that,
yeah.
Belinda?
So the definition is anything that has processed or supplied electricity that is now out of use. So examples are computers, phones, household appliances, and light bulbs.
Ah.
And I am very encouraged that there is a South African e-waste association. So we are taking that very seriously. And there are numerous supermarkets that are now collecting old bulbs and batteries for recycling purposes. Our glass recycling rate is also quite good. It's 78.4%. Our paper is 58%, which I'm sorry is in no way acceptable. Because paper is a treasure, not trash. And most disappointingly, our plastic is 43.7% recycled. And that is something I think we have to hang our heads in shame about.
It's true.
Because the plastic is what is absolutely suffocating our planet right now.
I came home last night, Belinda. I was quite exhausted. The TV was on with no sound, but I watched the ticker tape bar at the bottom going past, and there was a chap talking about using plastic for a new road that is going to be built somewhere in the Eastern Cape. And that kind of blew me away, thinking, well, why not? Why not use plastic instead of tar? Or do you know anything about that at all?
I have seen that post. And it is incredibly encouraging. I'm not quite sure exactly how they are creating the road, but I do know that in playgrounds overseas, you'll find that they use a substance which is not quite rubber, and they are now using plastic as well, so that if children fall off a jungle gym, they don't injure themselves. So I am wondering whether they're using a similar technology, and also if we could maybe encourage our kindergartens and maybe our municipalities to also use plastic for those surfaces if we're now going to be using it for roads. And that is an exciting development, the plastic road.
Another question for you, Belinda. In a country where people are hungry, is this not a luxury that we can't afford?
I disagree personally.
I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it.
But sorry, you asked Belinda.
Allocation of resources. If people are hungry, how do you justify bringing in granulators to recycle plastic? You know, it's just we're not living in the first world.
So that's very, it's a very good point. But there are countries overseas that actually have vending machines where you insert your plastic bottle and you can get transportation or other perks. So it's almost become a currency. And why can't we do that here too? Because you see in our area, all the trolley collectors on bin day taking away the bits of metal and plastic for recycling. And they are able to, of course, receive cash in exchange from the recycling companies. So I think that it can work very well in third world countries. The problem is educating people not to litter. And every single one of us has seen the mess in our various metros in the city. So it is all of that. It's everything that you've said. Yes, we do have a problem because we're a third world country. However, we could use first world solutions to empower people financially by maybe introducing these vending machines that they could immediately maybe get vouchers or cash in exchange.
What I'm also finding hugely interesting is the shift within oneself, because I do not remember 6 or 7 years ago being concerned at all about generating plastic waste, whereas today you walk home with your 3 bags from a certain well-known supermarket and everything is wrapped and wrapped again in plastic, and you kind of can't help but think, what am I doing? You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem.
I agree. And, you know, and one feels very guilty. There is a new shop in Cape Town that is a nude shop, not the ones that you would think of being naked. It's Naked Food.
Ah, okay.
And this is a thing. This has already been a thing for a while overseas. So basically nothing there, none of the food is in packaging. So you take your own containers along and then you bring home your food without any packaging whatsoever. So we can now at least get over a bit of our packaging angst. But I think we do need to be angst-ridden about it. And I do kind of sneak along if I've forgotten to bring my bags from home, these Hessian bag things, and I have to get the plastic bags. So that also is a very important point. What I'd like to encourage everyone to do is to download Recycling, the 7th Resource Manifesto. This manifesto was sent to the world leaders, and it's something that maybe we can all study so we can understand how we can actually use it as a resource and not think of everything in terms of waste. You can also, you can begin by separating your own wet and organic garden waste, doing your plastics, paper and glass in 3 separate bags. The problem is that we don't have the infrastructure here for the collection. When I lived in Blairgowrie decades ago, they had a pilot project. Do they still have it where they collect your plastic on a separate day in a different bag?
I have got absolutely no clue. Belinda, we unfortunately have to leave it there. Thank you for talking to us. And same time next week, I hope.
Super. Thanks very much.
Thank you.